The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, has made so many extreme decisions that he's almost lost the ability to shock. But now politicians allied with the president have slashed the annual budget of the Commission on Human Rights from $17 million to just $25. Yes, 25. The public body has clashed repeatedly with President Duterte over his violent campaign against illegal drugs, and human rights advocates say this announcement is aimed at suppressing any dissent. Barney Porter has more.
About four-fifths of lower house members have supported the move to cut the commission's budget to almost nil. The House Speaker, Pantolin Alvarez, is a close ally of President Rodrigo Duterte. He said the commission deserves a low budget for being what he's termed a useless body and for defending the rights of criminals. The commission's chairman, Chito Gascon, is unrepentant.
We shall continue to press on, regardless of the fact that we may have a reduced budget. We have a clear mandate to speak truth to power when it involves violations by state authorities on the rights of our people.
Much of the government's criticism of the commission stems from its attempts to investigate deaths linked to the crackdown on illegal drugs, unleashed by President Duterte in July last year. More than 3,800 people have died in police operations or vigilante attacks in the violent campaign. Activists say most of those killed are users and small-time peddlers, and there have been few high-profile arrests. Police deny they've been executing suspects, saying those killed have violently resisted arrest. Philip Kine is the Deputy Asia Director for Human Rights Watch. He says the commission's work is vital.
It was founded in 1987 after the fall of the Marcos dictatorship and is this very symbolic and very important agency that is tasked with protecting the civil and political rights of Filipinos and to ensure that the types of grotesque abuses that occurred under the Marcos don't recur. So the fact that, you know, pro-Duterte lawmakers are looking to eviscerate it as a functioning body is extremely worrying given the extent of this human rights calamity that Duterte has inflicted on the Philippines as part of this so-called war on drugs.
Mr. Kine has also told the BBC the overwhelming support for the cut is simply an example of the Duterte's administration's trying to prevent independent institutions to investigate possible examples of abuse of power.
We've seen attacks on leading lawmakers such as Laila de Lima, who is now behind bars on politically motivated drug charges. We've seen attacks on the media, and we've seen Duterte himself threatened to kill human rights defenders, to target human rights organizations as part of his war on drugs. So this is the latest instance in which he is attacking and undermining elements and agencies of accountability.
The government is also reportedly planning a cut of 75% in spending next year on drug rehabilitation facilities, while at the same time it's seeking a massive hike in funding for the anti-drug campaign. The Commission's chairman, Chito Gascon.
We will rely on the support of civil society, the church, the media, to get our word out, and hopefully the solidarity among people might be our best defense.
Mr. Gascon says the measly budget is clearly an attempt to force his resignation, and that he'll take the issue to the Supreme Court if necessary.
Barney Porter.